I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through folks from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we're spending an hour with some of the memorable scores from a number of the best pictures of the year, as chosen by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The Oscar ceremony first began awarding statuettes to films made in 1927 and 1928. The initial ceremony took place at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel on May 16, 1929, and lasted a mere 15 minutes. It was a private dinner hosted by Douglas Fairbanks. Honorary awards were given to Charlie Chaplin and Warner Brothers. Most of the cinematic winners were silent movies, and their top selection was the World War I saga Wings. The following season, a musical was chosen as the year's best. It was released by MGM and the first talkie to win. The Broadway Melody was an extravaganza of sorts featuring the music of Arthur Freed and George M. Cohan. No category existed for score at this particular time. However, we can enjoy the title track from the second film to win a Best Picture Oscar. The screenplay was by James Gleason, best known for his character work on Here Comes Mr. Jordan. Here's the Broadway Melody on Forgotten Hollywood.
In glory, it always tells the same old story. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got to clown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style. The Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way. That's the Broadway melody. Thank you.
did Best Picture scores as our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. Many top films of any given year had great scripts, fine acting, able direction, and forgettable music. Unless your name was Max Steiner. His first score on an Oscar winner was in 1937, The Life of Emile Zola, starring Paul Muni. His next two assignments from award-winning cinema are considered iconic. May I present Tara's theme and a composition medley from Casablanca on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Incidentally, the opening title music to Casablanca was originally used in 1934 in the film The Lost Patrol, an early Max Steiner contribution. The film has great portrayals by Victor McLaughlin and Boris Karloff. However, the score is forever associated by that godforsaken Moroccan city, spotlighted in 1943. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Here's an introduction to another Oscar-winning classic.
Are the great personalities who bring a memorable experience to glowing life. Samuel Goldwyn's masterpiece. The screenplay was written by Robert E. Sherwood, Pulitzer Prize winning playwright of Petrified Forest and Idiot's Delight. From this, William Wyler, who won the Academy Award for his direction of Mrs. Miniver, wove a pattern of motion picture magic. With Myrna Loy and Frederick March living through the heartwarming second bloom of love. Dana Andrews and Teresa Wright feeling the breathtaking thrill of love at first sight. Hoagy Carmichael spreading his own brand of stardust. All of them together, giving all of us the best years of our lives.
After the defeat of Nazi aggression in 1945, Hollywood reflected on the wartime effect on civilians back in the U.S. Samuel Goldwyn produced arguably the finest film of the decade with a poignant look at three soldiers returning home in the best years of our lives. Made in 1946, the picture starred Myrna Loy, Dana Andrews, Teresa Wright, Virginia Mayo, Hoagy Carmichael, and the Oscar-winning performances of Frederick March and double amputee Harold Russell. The overall effect of this film was to provide a more adult approach to movie making, concentrating less on melodrama and more on a new reality in scripts. What followed was a serious look at bigotry in Gentleman's Agreement, a faithful look at Shakespeare in Hamlet, and more accurate biographies, including the Oscar-winning picture of 1949, All the King's Men, which tackled the impressive life of political demagogue Huey Long. 1950 was a banner year for the annual film ceremony. All About Eve captured more overall Academy Award nominations, of 14, than any movie in history, breaking the record set by Gone with the Wind. Let's examine a few of the dignified scores of the 1950s on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you'd look at me and I would see that smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down or in New York, in Gay Paris, or even London Town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in you. Down, or in New York, in Gay Paris, or even London Town. No more will I go all around the world, for I have found my world in.
Around the World in 80 Days, the best picture of 1956 on Forgotten Hollywood. In 1951, Tinseltown returned to awarding their top Oscar to a musical, An American in Paris. It was ably directed by Vincent Minnelli and added the adaptation of compositions by George and Ira Gershwin. The real star of this picture was Gene Kelly's choreography and the introduction of the exotic ingenue, Leslie Caron. The result was intoxicating. Forgotten Hollywood captures its magic.
I got
rhythm.
I got
music.
I got
my gal who could ask for anything more.
I got
Daisy.
I got
in green pastures.
I got
my gal who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door.
Vous comprenez ça?
Non! I got
rhythm.
I got
music.
I got
my gal who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more? J'ai du rythme, j'ai de la musique. J'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? J'ai des daisies dans green pastures. J'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door.
Comprenez ça maintenant?
I got
que c'est que ça?
Paved the way for award-winning modern musicals, including Gigi in 1958, West Side Story in 1961, My Fair Lady in 1964, The Sound of Music in 1965, and Oliver in 1968. Let's take a quick break. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, we'll present the films of David Lean and the interpretive music of Ferrante and Teicher. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Thank you.
was the toast of Hollywood in 1958 and 1962 with his epic productions of Bridge on the River Kwai and Lawrence of Arabia. The former film was a psychological wartime thriller that pitted English resolve with the insanity of concentration camp life. The latter was a wartime thriller that pitted English resolve with the insanity of territorial interests during the final moments in the reign of the British Empire. I sense a similar theme in the work of David Lean. In 1960 and 1969, pioneering films were awarded Oscars. The Apartment became the last black and white picture to win the statuette until Schindler's List used the technique. Midnight Cowboy was the only X-rated film to be honored with an Academy Award. Both pictures had scores adapted by Ferrante and Teicher, which became popular with movie-going audiences. It's a common thread for you on Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco and Oscar-winning films are the focus on Forgotten Hollywood. It was inevitable that independent movie producers would create scores enhancing the movie-making potential of cinema. The real trick was to be faithful to the plot inherent in the script. Hiring the right songwriter was the key to success. I have two extraordinary examples for you. The first came from a witty parlor game of a movie entitled The Sting. Marvin Hamlisch adapted an early jazz style. He revitalized the popularity of Scott Joplin, a noted composer of the early 20th century. The ragtime genre enjoyed a renaissance after the motion picture's release. Here's the entertainer from The Sting on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
Vangelis from the British import Chariots of Fire on Forgotten Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. First, some important news. The historic landmark former May Company department store at Wilshire and Fairfax in Los Angeles has been selected as the home for a major movie museum. The agreement came from the boards of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. The art museum holds shows of the site now, and this is an ideal location. When the store opened on the Miracle Mile in 1939, it became one of the city's hottest shopping spots. This replaces earlier plans to develop a museum on Vine Street in Hollywood. Next, this may be the best-kept secret in Los Angeles. Maxwell DeMille's Cicada Club at 617 South Olive Street in the historic Art Deco Oviatt Building. The Cicada Club, that's C-I-C-A-D-A, transports you back in time to the glamorous days of Hollywood's golden age of nightclubs. It features the finest dance orchestras and entertainment. You can tango, cha-cha, rumba, mambo, and more. It was originally built as a haberdashery in 1928, but the Cicada Club retains much of the original design. The spacious nightclub features fine dining on the main floor, as well as the mezzanine that overlooks the entire club, plus patio seating in the four-court lobby. Want to know more? Go to www.cicadaclub.com and get ready to party. And last, a legend has returned to life. The fabulous Hotel Bel Air has reopened its doors after 24 months of extensive remodeling and redesign. Wolfgang Puck oversees the luxury hotel's food and beverage operations. Yes, room rates are steep, but if you crave a once-in-a-lifetime fantasy experience, this may be it. A total of 103 guest rooms and suites are offered, including new loft and hillside accommodations, many with sweeping canyon views, indoor and outdoor fireplaces, grand pianos, and spacious decks. And at the entrance off Stone Canyon, you can still see the signature Bel Air swans gliding along, of course, on Swan Lake. If you're curious to know more, go to www.hotelbelair.com. And now, without reservation, let's go back to Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Mr. Gary Lycan, for your segment, and to our producer, Steve Guzman. When you stand up, you kind of look like the statuette. We conclude our program with a jazzy composition from Cantor and Ebb, The Music from Chicago. In 2003, takes us back to an early year when Oscar-winning films as The Broadway Melody helped usher sound into film. Along the way, movies as Mrs. Miniver, On the Waterfront, Patton, The Godfather, and The King's Speech added the texture of music to complement great acting, cinematography, and direction. In other words, the best pictures of any given year. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.